When the murder victim is found, from which part of the murder victim do we start measuring to the city that is closest to the challah? Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer Meitiburo. Rabbi Eliezer says, we measure from the belly button, and Rabbi Eliezer holds the ikar chiyas of a person is from the tibur, that's the emsa haguf. Rabbi Akiva Aymer Meitiburo. Rabbi Akiva says, we measure from the nose, as he holds the ikar chiyas is from the nose, as the pasuk says, kosh and nishmas ruach chayim, but apav is referring to the nose. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aymer Meimakom shenasa chalo. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, from the place where it becomes a challah, which is a neck, as the neck is what is considered a challah, as the pasuk says, al tzavare chalale rishon. So therefore, we measure from the neck, as the pasuk says, that we measure from the challah. Masechet Sota, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey, Niftaru Ziknei Yerushalayim v'holchu lahem. This came in from the Beit Hagadol. After they measured to the cities that were closest to the challah, they took their leave and left. Zikne oisa ha'er, mevien eglas bakar, asher lo ubad ba, asher lo mashcha ba'al. This canaan from the city that is closest to the challah would bring a calf which no work had been done with it and had not pulled a yoke. Vein ha'mum peisul ba. If that calf had a mum, that would not possible it from being used as an egla rufa. Umayridin oisa l'nacho esam. This canaan would bring the egla rufa down to a very rocky valley. The Eson kemashmo kasha. Eson should be understood like the plain meaning, meaning a very rough place, a valley which is full of rocks. Afa pisha eno Eson kasha. If the place where they did the Egla Arufa was not a rough place, it didn't have a lot of rocks there, even so, it would be kasha, but the evident they would not have to do the Egla Arufa again. The orphan Eson bakoifit me'achorea. After they brought the Egla Arufa down to the Nacho Eson, they would chop its head off with an axe from the back of its head. Umakaima asar milizraya umilavo. The place where they did the egla rufa, they would not be allowed to plant anything there and to do work on the ground over there. Umutar lisrek sham pishdan ulanakar sham avana. But they would be allowed to comb flax there and to smooth out rocks over there. And that which it said you can't do work in the place where they did the egla rufa, that's work that you're doing in the actual ground. But if you're doing work on top of the ground, like cutting rocks and combing flax, that would be mutter.